the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Stop it. Sorry. Welcome to the podcast. The guy on the news just then, I think he's like the Queensland Reds coach or something.
Right.
His name just popped up. His little super with his name popped up. It's Les Kiss.
Les Kiss. Woo!
What?
What a name.
Les Kiss.
Les Kiss.
Imagine being out at the clubs and meeting him. Hey, what's your name? Les Kiss.
Kiss.
No, I mean, what's your
Les
name?
Les Kiss.
Yeah, but Les Kiss. I can't tell whether I
How love many people have gone, hey, Les Kiss.
Yeah.
Les Kiss.
Right? You'd change it.
No. Why would you change it? Because people are coming up to you wanting to kiss you.
No, but they're not.
Why not?
He could be done for
inappropriate
behaviour.
No, he's not saying it. People come up to him and say, Les Kiss, Les Kiss.
Well, they could be done then.
And he goes, okay.
Yeah.
Les Kiss.
It's fraught with danger, that name. Honestly, Les's parents.
I would hate to be like at the airport or something. Can we have a Les Kiss come to the baggage area, please, Les Kiss? Because you just think Bart Simpson had called up and you were saying one of his names.
Les Kiss. Imagine if I was Ellie Kiss. Taz Kiss.
Taz Kiss.
Yeah, Kiss is a bad last name.
It's a terrible last name.
Anyway.
Hey, big show. We discussed some pretty big topics. Playing the Spoons is up there. And how do you spell zhuzh?
No one asks hard-hitting questions. You've heard it here first.
We get hard-hitting answers, though. I'll tell you that much.
So true. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
This afternoon, we need your help spelling.
Yeah, I've always considered myself quite a good speller, Tazzy. It was a subject that I did well at school.
So you're a good speller but not a great talker. May be in the wrong industry.
I know. I should have gotten into print journalism, not broadcasting.
Face for print. That's what they always say, isn't it?
I have had that compliment once or twice, I'll tell you what. There's a word that I don't know how to spell, and it's a word that you and I have been using frequently lately. It's just really upped its presence in our vernacular.
Espresso martini.
No.
M-A-R-T-I-N-I.
No, you know what? I'm going to go have one of those tonight. You keep bringing it up. I am keen.
Keen. K-E-E-N. Keen.
The word is zhuzh.
Oh, yeah, we use that all the time.
Right.
We say we're going to zhuzh that up.
Yeah.
How do you spell zhuzh?
How do you spell zhuzh? Because I tried to write it in a message the other day and I couldn't figure it out. I mean, is it technically a word? Probs not. But is it a frequently used term in my life? Yes, I'm constantly zhuzhing stuff up.
We all use it. Sunny Coast, how are you spelling the word zhuzh? 545-11919. We've got double passes too. It ends with us, our movie preview. If you want to be there, help us spell zhuzh.
Can you hazard a guess? Can you give me your best?
I think it starts with a J.
Okay.
But I'll let the Sunny Coast do it first before we knock out any thoughts.
All righty, give us a call. We had a discussion off air yesterday that we're bringing to the table because we need help. We don't know how to spell the word zhuzh.
Yeah, you can zhuzh something up, make it a little bit more special, make it a little bit more important. We always use it off air and on air, actually. We use a little bit of zhuzh. How do you spell zhuzh? I think it starts with a J.
Yeah, I'm convinced there's a J in there as well.
Maybe a silent H.
Maybe we'll a little SH in there too, like a zhuzh at the end.
Well, let's go to the Sunny Coast, 545-11919. Let's see what they think.
Yeah, Jess is in Ilkley. Jess, what do you reckon? How do you think zhuzh is spelt?
Well, there's a few different ways, I think, but I think the main one would be Z-H-O-O-S-H.
Z-H-O-O-S-H, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, like a zush. Yeah, I feel like that's too zushy.
That could be a zush, Jess.
How do you think?
I think there's like a J in there. I think it's like a J-U-J-S-H, like zush.
I love a silent H, though.
Yeah, okay.
You're on to something, Jesse. Hey, we'll put you on hold. We'll be back soon, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Jess. We'll go to Summer in Coolum. Summer, hit us with it. You're at the spelling bee. You've been asked to spell the word zhuzh. How are you spelling it?
Yeah. J-E-J-U-E.
J-E-J-U-E.
That's a Jeju.
Oh, Jeju.
Jeju.
That looks like a French word. I mean,
Jeju.
Where does the, what's the origin of Jeju in the first place?
Oh, gotta be French.
Je ne sais quoi, Jeju.
Oh, a little bit of a je ne sais quoi. Je sais quoi.
We are clutching at straws here.
We sure are. Summer, thank you so much. Let's go down the line now to Mountain Creek. We've got Kayla. Welcome to the show, Kayla.
Oh, hi.
Okay.
Hi, Kayla.
We were talking to you off air before. You said you're quite confident. How are you spelling the word zhuzh?
Is it J-U-S?
J-U-S.
That's a juice.
Oh, like a juice. That's like a jus that you put over a steak, like a sauce you put over a steak.
I love it.
That was embarrassing.
Well, look, I have done the courtesy of doing a Google search.
Here we go.
Okay,
Kayla, get ready for this. Groundbreaking.
Let's face it, we could have done that to begin with, but it's more fun getting people's thoughts.
Firstly, is it a real word?
Well, the internet, when I've just typed in J-U-J to see comes up.
Yep. Because we've got Jess with a zush, Summer with a jeju, and Kayla with just a ju.
Yeah. Well, when I've typed in J-U-J meanings, the overwhelming response is zhuzh meaning spelt Z-H-U-Z-H.
Okay, I was way off.
Z-H-U-Z-H.
Which is what Paul Morton from Inclusive Kids has just texted me through as
get out
so
of here,
so if I'm
going to
believe anyone,
Paul Morton. You Googled that, Paul. Hey, let's give Jess, Summer and Kayla all double passes.
Done.
It ends with us. All three of you can bring somebody and we will be seeing that movie a day early. Well done, guys.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. God, I love it when our show's, you know, teach the people, Tassie.
And I love giving away stuff as well. Based on the global best-selling phenomenon, It Ends With Us stars Blake Lively at Event Cinemas from August 8th.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, we all know a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
You and your cheesy opening lines.
What? What's wrong with that?
We do know that, Taz.
Come up with another spoon reference.
I want to spoon my boyfriend. Boom, you didn't think I could do it.
No, I didn't. Get your mind out of the gutter, folks. So where's this come from? That's right, Glenn Powell, right? The heartthrob from the movie Twisters, but also Anyone But You. He's done an interview recently and he didn't know about people that could play the spoons.
Doing my
best
here.
I can't juggle, I can't play the spoons. I can't...
What do you mean play the spoons?
You know.
Guitar?
No, the spoons.
What is... No, I don't know what that is.
You can play the spoons. Are you kidding me?
Like a wind chime? What
are you shaking me?
What?
Sorry, I can't believe you lived your life not knowing that people can play
spoons. Using spoons for soup.
Using spoons for soup.
Spoons for soup.
What a life. What a sad life. Actually, no, I say that, but we're about to ask for someone else out there. If you're listening right now, and if you have never attempted to play the spoons, we want to hear from you. 545-11919. We want to take your spoon-ginity.
Yeah, grab two spoons around, play the spoons on the air for us, and we'll hook you up with a double pass to go and see It Ends With Us a day early. We get a little special movie preview Wednesday the 7th of August at Event Cinemas from August 8th, but we get to see it on the 7th. If you'd like that, we're going to take your spoon-ginity. 545-11919. Grab a couple of spoons. You've got two spoons there?
I've got two spoons. You've done me dirty, though.
What?
You've given me two teaspoons.
I've got two teaspoons as well. Guess what? We work in an office.
Yeah.
Spoons and forks are at a premium in this joint.
Yeah. I just feel like there's not enough. Oh.
What do you think?
I mean.
Not the best radio we've ever done.
It's no symphony orchestra.
It's not the worst, though. 545-11919. If you can play the spoons on the air, you are seeing It Ends With Us a day early.
If you could see inside the CFM studio right now, you'd see two 30-something-year-olds bent over two teaspoons trying to play the spoons.
Yeah, trying to play the spoons. You're supposed to play it on your thigh, aren't you?
You just literally sound like you're having a steak dinner, you know? Like that's just cutlery slapping together. There's no tune.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Now it sounds like a stapler's being stapled.
It's no good. 545-11919. I am not some sort of clairvoyant when it comes to a prodigy when it comes to the spoons.
A clairvoyant?
Yeah, clairvoyant was completely wrong.
Completely wrong. All right, can I have a crack?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I got nervous.
Stage fright.
Stage fright. Give me a song.
Despacito by Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, this... It gets worse, actually. All right, 545-11919. We got double passes to our movie preview of It Ends With Us to give away. If you've never played The Spoons before...
Yep.
Glenn Powell, the heartthrob from Twisters, doesn't know about The Spoons. So we're showing him this afternoon, Sunny Coast. Play The Spoons on the air. You could win those tickets.
Mandy from Maroochydore has called through. We've got her on hold. She said she's never played The Spoons before. Up next.
What a treat.
So we've had a very brave person call through.
Don't think the grandkids are going to care.
No, probably not. By the name of Mandy from Maroochydore. Now, we put the call out, Mandy, for someone who's never played The Spoons before. Is that you?
Yes, it is.
Why has it taken you so long to play The Spoons?
I've clearly had a very sheltered life.
That's right. Time for you to release yourself of those chains, Mandy,
yes.
And instead play The Spoons on
day.
The air.
Yes, we've been waiting for this day too. We didn't know we've been waiting for this day, but now I can't think of a life without it.
Okay, so talk us through it, Mandy. What kind of spoons have you got there?
They're dessert spoons.
Good. Love that.
Just normal silver dessert spoon.
Solid spoon.
Any fancy? Did you get the fancy cutlery or just the regular run-of-the-mill stuff?
No, but they do all match.
Oh, I love that. Ooh. Love that. You don't live in a share house, do you, Mandy?
No, I do not.
No, those were the days. The old share house spoons. None of them matched. All right, Mandy.
And none of them were clean either. That's weird.
Have you got your technique sorted? Do you know the general grip you need to play a spoon?
Well, I'll give it a crack. I think I have my four fingers in the middle of them, my thumb on one side and the rest of my fingers on the other.
Oh, she's got the technique down pat.
I didn't even know the technique.
Yeah.
All right, Mandy, here we go. We're taking your spoon-ginity. This is Mandy with her first ever performance with the spoons.
All right. Oh dear, that's terrible.
Hey.
But I guess everyone's first time's not great, huh?
Mandy, you are going to see It Ends With Us a day early at our movie preview. Well done.
Woo, thanks, guys.
Based on the global best-selling phenomenon It Ends With Us, stars Blake Lively at Event Cinemas from August 8th. You'll be seeing it Wednesday the 7th of August. So
amazing.
Good.
Do you want to
play us out to the ads, Mandy?
Sure. Is there any particular tune that you'd like?
Maybe
I'm
like
good
a bit
at
of,
it now. I've done it once.
Ba ba black sheep or something.
Okay, here we go.
Well done, Mandy!
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hello, Sunny Coast. This is 91.9 CFM. Thanks for listening. We're doing it for the new Total Tools Caloundra. Every tool, every trade, totally.
Earlier in the show, you were feeling a little flat. You were feeling a little snacky, a little hungry. You thought maybe you should have a little afternoon coffee to pep you up. You did that yesterday and you ended up not sleeping until 1 a.m.
Yeah, it was a big night.
So you've decided to stay coffee-less. Mm-hmm. I've realised what you were lacking in your life.
What?
Bit of Bandle. That'll pump you up. It's our favourite game, Sunny Coast. We are guessing today's song and Ellie and I are playing just like you because it's an app you can download on your phone, Bandle. Today, the song that we're trying to guess is from 2013 and the layers are drums, bass, guitar, backing vocals, and then a voiceover.
All righty, let's hear layer number one. It is the drum layer. Five, four, five, double one, nine, one, nine. If you reckon you know it.
If you think you know what it is, you could be winning a $100 voucher from Alulabar Music. We draw that Friday. They're your local music superstore.
That's some like African drumming sounds in there.
Bit of a samba.
Yeah. All right, let's go layer number two. Oh, got it.
She likes to rub it in, Sunny Coast, doesn't she? She's not, you're not humble.
I just got it, really,
you losers.
I get really excited.
Sunny Coast, you can still jump on though. She hasn't told us what she thinks it is.
545-11919.
You often are, actually.
I often am wrong.
You lock in something very early.
Yeah, yeah. And the end, sometimes we get the right answer. I'm like, yeah, yeah, that's what I had all along. You'll never know. No, just kidding. I would never do that to you.
Let's
do you want me
layer...
to say what my guess is now?
I'd like to go layer three.
Please. Okay. All right. Let's do it. Oh, I was wrong.
Hang on. Stop the music. Tell everybody what you just said.
I was wrong.
You were wrong. What did you think it was?
I thought it was a song. That was my initial thought.
That's not from 2013.
Yeah, that was
no.
a concern, but I was like, do you know what? I have no idea when that song came out. So,
all right. Well, let's go back. Let's go back to the song then. Let's go back to that layer three, if you can.
Oh, the same layer. All right. Okay, now I reckon I've definitely got it though.
I've got it now as well.
Oh,
but let's give it to someone on the sunny coast. 545-11919. Let's go to Caloundra. Is this Nikki?
It is. How are you going?
Hello, hi, Nikki. Lovely to hear your voice. What do you think today's bandle is?
Is it Vance Joy Riptide?
Taz just, is that what you thought?
She's gone and done it. Riptide. Well done, Nikki. You are in the draw for a $100 voucher to spend at Mooloola Bar Music. We draw it Friday.
Thank you.
Good on you, Nikki.
How'd you go at home, Sunny Coast? Did you get it or did you think it was something else, just like Ellie?
Did you think it was suddenly
not even close.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9.
Now, I'm pretty much dating Kendall Jenner. Superstar, international supermodel, you know, one of the Kardashians, Jenner clan. Kendall.
Yeah, we know who she is. We just don't believe that you're dating her.
Why not? Well, I'm pretty much am. I'm not officially. It's not like...
Does she know that?
Well, there's a couple of steps involved.
Okay.
So I've been on a couple of dates with a girl who used to date a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I've dated a girl
mm-hmm.
who's dated a guy
mm-hmm.
who's dated a girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's dated Ben Simmons, who is famously an ex of Kendall Jenner. So no. I've dated a girl who's dated a guy.
Who's dated a girl.
Who dated Ben Simmons, who dated Kendall Jenner. So, Kendall, where are we going for dinner tonight? 545-11919.
Tazzy, there's clutching at straws.
Yeah.
And then there's grabbing handfuls of straws.
Great. I will grab a handful of these straws.
It's just the furthest link from anyone I've ever heard.
I mean, it's not Facebook official.
I could find less links between me and Prince William.
Go on then. Tomorrow on the show from 3 o'clock, Ellie dates a prince. Wow, royalty on the show.
Honestly, hey, whatever you need, mate, to keep that ego strong,
so
you take.
Once again, I've dated a girl who's dated a guy who's dated a girl who dated Ben Simmons who dated Kendall Jenner.
Does that mean that you've also dated the guy who dated the girl?
Kendall only, thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of your evening, Sunny Coast. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.